In the news, they serve as a barrier between life and death, but if installed or repaired improperly, guardrails have a potential to do the opposite. Investigations uncovered potentially deadly guardrail and end terminals on Idaho's roads in February. The Idaho Transportation Department committed to inspecting them. The ITD Public Information Officer, John Tomlinson.
We are fully on board. It is important that we're installing these correctly, that we are maintaining them correctly, and that we're keeping them up to standard like they were initially designed for.
Tomlinson said ITD crews found 87 guardrail end terminals with mismatched parts or that were installed upside down or backwards. ITD stated it recently put guardrail maintenance and installation crews through training again to ensure everybody's on the same page and putting things together correctly. Elsewhere, an advisory panel has wrapped up its review of the Empowering Parents Education Microgrant Program. The group's recommendations go to the State Board of Education in October. The Parent Advisory Panel held its final meeting last week in Lewiston, putting the finishing touches on its summer work. There wasn't really any big surprises in the committee's list of recommendations, since most of the panel's work was already done. As expected, the committee wants to expand Empowering Parents, which families have used largely to cover internet, computers, or curricular materials costs. That's the news. I'm Jeff McLean.